Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Havoc Cole, and Ghetto G will be joining us very shortly. Man, we need to find a new fucking spot to promote, because, man, half y'all niggas ain't fucking showing the fuck up anymore. And like fucking MySpace, where we used to have a shitload of motherfuckers tuned in, day out. Now, it just sucks. But, fuck it, There we go. This is my boy, Capital C, featuring Mars and Mastermind. Put in a box.
The 44 and I'm slanging cocaine. For your noses, pistol, these bullet holes in t-shirts. Be redder than roses, hollow dead rocks are exploding. Exchanging, I fire reloaded. I'm pledging my life and then I'm never open. I got your back like a wall. Used to fast forward into the future. You're hating, I won't exclude you. I'm grabbing, I'm stabbing, I shoot jank raising, I'll execute you. I'm a demon, straight retribution. You're shaking like electrocution. I exterminate in institutions with gas. I'm shooting and looting, strap off, hooking and moving out doors with 44s like reservoir dogs. Rufus like Dr. Dre and Ice Cube. The AK sprays like typhoons. It's the second coming of Christ, it's Judgment Day at noon. Soon I'm coming to a fucking hood near you. So get down and get found. Grim Reaper, your life's due. K2 and gun rule the bay in some schools. Submachine guns, ones run slump and dump you.
I'm going to need you one.
And we are back. Let's see, up next, because I'm going to make me a fucking, something to eat, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to make, but let's go with some fucking, I got to be up to the rest of the fucking Jump City audiobook shit, but here we go with The Witch Haunt once again.
The Witch Haunt. Everybody emits a certain energy about them. Now, whether this stems from their spirit or their soul or whatever you want to call it, everybody has an energy that you can feel or that most people can feel. Like, some people, they're not as attuned to others. For me, I always felt like I could tell a lot about a person just by being close to them. By being in proximity to them, I could kind of feel what kind of energy they were emitting. Now, sometimes this energy is like, would make me uncomfortable. Like, you know, you ever meet somebody and the first time, you know, right away, you don't even like them before they even say anything. You can just kind of get a sense for them that there's something wrong or foul about that person. And then sure enough, as soon as they start talking, you suddenly realize why you felt that way. It's apparent because, yeah, they are, that person is off, or that person is evil, or that person is corrupted. Now, some people, they even have the ability to see auras. Now, I've never been able to see an aura, but when they look at a person, they can kind of see certain colors that only that they can perceive, you know, with their psychic abilities or whatever you want to call it. Now, throughout my life, I've only encountered maybe two times that I've sensed something in somebody so evil that it made me afraid. One time that this happened was when I was just driving down the road. Now, normally when I sense somebody's aura, you know, it has to be like several feet away. Like, I have to be close to the person, at least in the same room with the person. Anyway, we were driving down this road this one day. I was with a group of my friends. I was in the passenger seat when there was this feeling of immense evil coming from this car in front of us, probably in front of us about like 30 feet, and it was in the right lane. And I was just drawn to it. Like, I looked at it and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? You know, it was just emanating this intense evil and corruption. You know, and as we started getting closer to it, like, I didn't know what to tell my friends because I didn't want to freak them out or whatever, like I'm crazy. But it intensified as I got closer to this car because it was slowing down in the right-hand lane and we were catching up to it. So finally I was like, I just said it, man. I was like, man, there's something fucking crazy evil in that car right there. I was like, just keep going, man. Just keep going. Like, don't slow down. You know what I mean? So as we passed it, I couldn't help but look over, and it was just an old man, like from the outside. You know, if somebody was looking at him, he just looked like a normal person. But to me, like, I could perceive and feel this, like, evil just emanating from him. And it was then that I realized that not only are there corrupt souls on this planet, but I believe that there's demons as well. Or perhaps people that are so corrupted in their spirit that they have manifested into demons or are host to demons. Now, this one time, I had a direct contact with an actual demon, and I'll never forget it, and it was the most horrifying moment in my entire life, like my most horrifying moment that I've ever experienced. So I was laying in bed one night sleeping, and I was probably about 14 years old or so, maybe 15, and I awoke with my face in the pillow. Okay, so I was suffocating. Like, that's how I woke up. Like, I woke up because I was dying. And when I woke up, not only was I suffocating, but I was completely and utterly paralyzed. I could not move. So I was laying there, face down, suffocating. And that was not the most horrifying feeling that I was having. The fact that I was suffocating or paralyzed. It was the fact that I felt this presence that was in the room. It was behind me and off to the right, something standing there right beside my bed. And even though I couldn't see it, I clearly felt it and knew it was there. And it was causing me this paralysis. It was causing this to happen, like it completely had dominion over my body, my physical body, and I could not move. And all I could think about was getting away from this being, this entity that was there in the room. All I wanted to do was get away from that. And the fact that I was dying was secondary to the fact that I wanted to get outside of the presence of this evil force that was there in the room. So my mind was completely in panic. I was completely and utterly terrified. I could barely think, but somehow in all the anarchy of all the emotions that were flooding through me and the complete terror, I realized that if I could just move one of my fingers, if I could just concentrate and focus on one of the fingers of my body and move that one finger, then somehow I knew that that would allow me to somehow escape. And so I concentrated all my efforts, and I was screaming in my mind. You know what I mean? Like, I was fucking completely panicked. But somehow I was able to concentrate enough to move one finger. And then as soon as I moved that one finger, I was actually tapping in along the side of my bed. All of a sudden, I could move my entire arm. And the next thing I know, I just sprung out of bed. And when I sprung out of bed, I fucking ran out of that room, you know, as fast as I could. And I don't remember much what happened after that. I just remember I wouldn't go back into that room for like weeks, you know. I was completely terrified that that was going to happen again. Now, fast forward a couple of years, you know, I'm actually, you know, went through basic training and AIT, and, you know, we're going through our advanced individual training. Now, there was this guy in our unit, and I remember his name was Cottrell. Cottrell was the only other time that I can remember sensing a demonic form in an actual person, okay? This guy, he looked like, he almost had like frog-like features. Like his face, his mouth was so wide. It was almost like lizard-like or something. And he moved so slow. It was weird. Like, it wasn't just the fact that he had a sense of evil. He had a look about him too that was just, something was off about him. Anyway, I sensed this evil in him. You know, it just really made me uncomfortable. Like, just being around him, it was like this. It wasn't as strong as the man in the car. It wasn't as strong as that. But it definitely wasn't as strong as the entity that was in my room. But it was definitely something that made me uncomfortable, and I tried to avoid him. Anyway, when we were going through our advanced individual training, we had an instructor. His name was Sergeant Todd. Now this guy, this instructor was a waste. You know, he didn't do anything. All he did was sat. He didn't try to teach us nothing. He was just like, look, do whatever the fuck you want to do. You guys are all passing. This is what the guy told us. Do whatever you want to do. You guys are all passing. You know, just, you know, I'm going to be sitting here chilling. So Cottrell decided that he wanted to collect money to get Sergeant Todd a plaque to, you know, reward him for like his teaching us or whatever. And so he was collecting money from everybody. And I said, nah, man, I ain't contributing to that. Fuck that. You know? And so he looked at me and he was like, what do you mean you're not contributing? I was like, why would I give money for a plaque for someone that just sat on their ass the whole time? Didn't teach me shit. He was like, you for real? You're not going to give money? You know, he started getting like he was trying to boss up. I said, yeah, man, I'm not giving no money. That's it. That's fine. And I walked off. All right. Now, in the day room where we slept, you know, it was a giant room, like 50 people in there, bunk beds, all that. There was this group that went around at night, and they were called the Rat Pack. So if somebody had a problem with them, or they considered somebody to be trouble, they would catch them in the middle of the night and beat them with these bars of soap, right? And, you know, nobody was ever, like, seriously fucked up. But, you know, it'd fuck you up a little bit. You know, people would be all bruised up the next day and fucking pissed off and whatever else, right? So anyway, I'm going to sleep one night, and all of a sudden, the Rat Pack is completely surrounding my bunk. Now, I slept on the top bunk, and I look down, and there's Cottrell standing in front of them, and there was probably about like 12 of them, and he's like, yeah, that's the one. He's the one that said the Rat Pack ain't shit. He's the one. So all of a sudden, the leader of the Rat Pack, I don't remember his name, but he came up to me, and he was like, you talking shit about the Rat Pack? So I jumped down off my bunk, right? Now, I've been in these situations before where you're completely outnumbered, and it's always the same effect. Like, something happens to me where I suddenly lose all fear. Like, when I realize that there's no possible chance of me winning a situation, like, in a physical confrontation like that, it always happens. Like, I just lose entire fear. It just totally evaporates. Like, I already know I'm going to fucking get my ass beat, so fuck it. So I jumped down, and I talked to the guy, and I said, hey, man. I was like, no, I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't have shit against the Rat Pack. This motherfucker's pulling your strings. I have a beef with this motherfucker. And I was like, Katrell, you want to go one-on-one, we'll go right now. So he looked at me, and he was all, like, fucking crazy, like, upset, and just, like, eyes all fucking, you know, on fire and shit. So then all of a sudden, he just, like, backed up in a slow motion way, and he fucking disappeared, right? So I was like, all right, straight. So anyway, some time passes. I complete AIT, and I'm actually asleep in my bunk. Now I'm at St. Croix, the Virgin Islands. There was a hurricane that hit through there, Hurricane Hugo. And we were down there for a hurricane relief effort, you know, in the Army. And we're sleeping in these tents, and they got the mosquito netting and all that. This was the second time that I experienced the paralyzation effect. This time, I woke up. It was at night, and I was face up, lying on my back. And I hear this noise, and I'm looking around, and I'm completely terrified because I cannot move. You know, the same effect, just completely paralyzed, but I can move my eyes, and I'm looking around, and I hear this noise, and suddenly I realize it's Katrell. And he's coming up to my bunk. And he's moving the curtains aside, and he comes and stands over me, and he's looking down at me, and it sounds like he's hissing. It's the only way to describe it. It's like this real guttural kind of, like, almost like a hissing-like sound. And he looks over me with his eyes, and he's, like, looking at me, and I realize that he's smiling. And I just sat there, like, completely paralyzed, wondering, like, what he's going to do, and he didn't do anything. He just stood back, and he faded back, and the next thing I know, I could move again. All right? So when that happened, I jetted out of the fucking tent, you know what I mean? And that was it. You know, I didn't realize, like, I had no idea what it all meant. You know, I didn't confront him about it afterwards. I wasn't, like, afraid of him. But it was the second time that that happened, and it made me to believe he could have possibly been a demon himself. The thing with the paralyzation is I did research on it later, and I found out that I read the sleep book, this entire book about sleep, and there was a small paragraph in it that's about people waking up paralyzed with extreme anxiety, and it was just like one sentence, you know, and it said something about it's a rare occurrence, but it happens to people all throughout the entire world. So then I read this other book, and this book covered supernatural phenomena and monsters and stuff like that. And in the very beginning of the book, there was this write-up by the author of the book talking about this phenomena, and he was using it as proof that supernatural horrors in this world exist, because he was saying that this phenomena of people waking up paralyzed with extreme anxiety and, you know, even feeling like a demonic force, like feeling as if there's a demonic force near them or in the room or even seeing things, has been reported around the world since the beginning of recorded history. When I read that, there was like almost like a wash of relief, because I felt like I wasn't the only one. Like, this is something that, I don't know, it might not make sense, but just knowing that others have experienced this, you know, there's people that can relate to what I've been through, and it brought me a great bit of relief. Also, he gave it a name. It was called the Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt.
Hi, I'm next, Bonnie J. Well, Officer Hatchet.
There's a legendary tale in the city about a cop badge 2350. They say the psycho paints his face and don't work for the station or no place. Shows on his own, pops up, spills big blood, but never mops up. Don't follow protocol, he don't match it. Talking about me, Officer Hatchet. I respond to the scene, a domestic squabble, a 216. Her whole damn mouth was busted. I quickly subdued the suspect. My sentence for leaving her battered. Beat his legs in until his bones were shattered. I'm off, left him bleeding there. From now on, he'll be needing a chair. Unconscious, tried to bring him around, but he remained responseless. It's my house, then he said, fuck you. Words, them were his last two. I threw my baton and proceeded to beat him. He chose his last words and I made him eat him. I used much excessive force, and I believe that I had no choice. I got winded, the scene was morbid. Got the gasoline out and poured it. Took the kid outside and burned it all to hell. And now all is well, justice will serve public protection. Something's wrong, I make the correction. I play you. Mine. The long arm of the law will clothesline ya. And if you're a pedophile, I'll find ya. The police are needed, a 10-15. So I arrive on the scene. Home invasion, the man is still in there. Family held hostage prisoner. Kicked in the front door and saw the man with the gat. And put six in his back. Then walked up and made his head go splat. Broke every bone, stomped it flat. And as soon as I leave, they show the other police, you know, the slow.
Be shining like a world of ghosts about to explode. act as clubs. We scrubs, your everyday Joe's, Mike's, and Tom Dubs. But that's our thing, and we love that shit. And people sick, thinking wicked shit, don't quit. Tell me why do stress be L-I-F-E? Every day's a new adventure for the fellas with me. We only got so long, I'm trying to get out and see. I'm trying to get out and be. Who trying to do it like me? You might see from above, you might fall in love. You might get your dick sucked from the back like wood. You might discover your niche, and look, you ain't a bitch. All this just days after you was gonna quit. I ain't on some mother, you whack motherfucker. This shit for juggalos, we talking to each other, not them other hoes. We shutter those hoes the back rows and crack those fagos and the place explode. And the kush,
in the green,
in the south,
and the drum.
The kush is all
it ain't
right.
Much going off, but that's where I belong. Because some of them days be shiny diamonds, and it can't be wrong. Because some of them nights the moon be shining like a world of ghosts of a sun explode. And I'll be climbing, homies rhyming, heaven I'm in. People can do they thing, and mine is singing.
Ghetto G, myself, the Super Bird,
Psycho Killer,
Sick Thought, and Busta B, Underground Killers Remix, Mix.
Y'all check it out. And of course, Take It Over mixtape presented by Juggalo Rider Radio. We got an exclusive from the Wicked Stunner, motherfucking Ghetto G. This is the remix to, of course, Underground Killers. Killers.
I step up in the spot, I'm something like a pimp. My swagger don't stop, I'm fly like a blimp. I shut the shit down like a power outage. Having me on the track is a privilege. Bitches be loving me, they clothes jumping off. Stay killing shit, you can call me Adolf. We kill it in the underground, they know we legit. We ain't no radio rapper, we ain't no piece of shit. We get this place jumping like some big old breast. We spitting rhymes like bullets, better wear a vest. I always keep it fresh, shit, know I hold it down. I'm like a king to the game, all I'm missing is the crown. I keep it going all night like a house party. Dropping bombs on this music, call it Jeff Hardy. We always keep it wicked on Juggalo Rider Radio. If you talking shit, we leave you messy like a sloppy Joe.
I know y'all always be hating my name on the ladies list. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and start sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout. For your fans, don't stop putting out. We them thick guys, killers from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
If you don't tune in, let's play a game. How many of your brain cells came out on the ground? Oh, so lame. When it all started with a flame. But that's just what they found. And then when they went out like a hound, nothing more wicked in the underground. Grab a chainsaw and dissect shit. But stay tuned in and not doing it. Live every fucking night and say get fucked. Say the name five times. While we drop wicked around for you to hear. Juggalo Rider Radio, the music is not fear. It's all when you say, and then see a knife going through your neck. J-R-R, we are here.
I know y'all always be hating my names on the ladies list. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and start sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout.
pull your pants up and stop putting out. We them sex guys, killers from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
My fist in your mouth as you hit the fucking ground. Head ringing with a painful sound, how you so loud. Y'all spitting empty rounds, blinking clowns don't fuck around. Got your moms on the couch getting bucked wild. Don't you frost up with some crazy motherfuckers. Bringing the ruckus, killing these suckers, fucked up. Grubbing on these busters like the last supper of the class. Kicking ass, never but the cash, smoking hash, moving fast. They got the last juggalos, going full throttle, pedal to the gas. Fuck a model, where my legs at? We don't give a rat's ass with the blast. If you talking trash, end up in the body bag, simple as that. All you want bad, get your ass smacked. Hacking like a bitch, meet my backhand. Rain matter, go splat. When I pull the 45, hear the fucking gat go. Blah!
I know y'all always be hating my names on the ladies list. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and start sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout. Pull your pants up and stop putting out. We them dick guys, killers from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
Make no mistakes, love from a profession. Ask me who's the best, I just see my own reflection. I run the hood, I need no election. Every single music store, I have my own section. For me, you love stick, you know it is a must. Kill me on the ground, have you twitching like gold dust. You talk the shit like a pro, you should always know. Crank it up the turbo, control your bitch, puppet show. Anything you do and say, I'll come back even harder. Time for my beliefs, like the mortar, give me a charter. Straight to heaven, thank God for having a star fucking born. Then he'll send me down the hell, he sees my halo has horns. I belong in the underground, I want you all to come around and surround. Make me king and get my crown. Y'all love my music, my rap will give you fits. These rappers listen to me, and make you all my bitch.
I know y'all always be hating my names on the ladies list. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and start sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout. Pull your pants up and stop putting out. We them dick guys, killers from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
And we are back. Now let's see, up next, Gak, Blackstone.
Give me that. walk the fuck away. It's right fucking now. Right fucking here.
Motherfucking bastards.
But yeah, if you enjoy that game, you could pick up all of the infamous games in a collection for $30.
And I just might do that.
Somebody posted a picture talking about AJ is the longest reigning Divas champion. And I simply commented, I think it's time to defend it. And then some dude told me to get a life.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Get a life, man. You can't be saying that about the Divas champion.
Can't be saying that about a wrestler holding the title? Dare you.
Exactly. How dare you, Gil G, say that it's time that she defends the title.
You know, I was like, I don't know what you're getting all worked up about, but you need to get a life of your own because people in WWE only hold the title so long because they never defend them.
That's true.
I mean, the only title that gets defended is the fucking main title and then, you know, the tag titles. That's it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, I like AJ and all that, but, like, yeah, it's great. She broke the record. Okay. Now she can defend it.
Exactly.
Or are we just going to keep her around just, you know, to do nothing?
Well, that's what's happening now anyways. To do nothing.
I thought that was the point of wrestling. To prove that you were a good wrestler.
Well, you think anyways.
But no, it's all about dancing apparently now.
It is. I mean, yeah, Bruce Quinn doesn't dance anymore. Oh, well.
Yeah, because he's dead now.
It's true.
They turned him heel, and then they said, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, right? Man, I love the fucking power they give you in this fucking game. Especially the fucking bio-leech. Like, you just fucking put your hand up against the dude's fucking face and fucking suck the energy, like right out of him.
Yeah, yeah. It's not really much different than the first one, there.
Unfortunately,
how many powers have you gained so far?
I'm still on Raiden.
Raiden? This isn't Mortal Kombat.
Well, no, but you know, he's got the powers that Raiden would have. So
he has electricity.
Yeah, so I refer to her as the Raiden level.
But yeah, because I read that the second game, they give you more powers than the first one, because the first one, you just have electricity. That's it. And then this time around, you're going to have fire. You're going to have some fucking ice. I don't know what else.
Don't know. We'll find out once I get that. Once I get some more powers.
Yeah. There's apparently another infamous game that also comes in the collection pack.
Sweet. I think I'm going to go ride the fucking trolley. Yeah, man, that's just what I do. That's what I've been doing most of this game. Like, kill motherfuckers and I'll just jump onto the fucking trolley. And I just ride the trolley the entire way through the fucking city.
So, so you're going to the evil side, huh?
Yes.
My guess is there are probably going to be two endings in this game, too.
Probably.
The good ending and the bad ending. But yeah, man, my only deal with that game is you always get shot, even if the person is can't even fucking see you.
Yeah, right? Die, nigga.
So, is this taking place in the same city?
That was in something new, something.
New
I can't
city?
Pronounce it. And I can't pronounce the name of the city. Mash to attack. Yeah,
what?
Kill these motherfuckers. That's what it says, but it says mash to attack.
Alright then.
Yeah, my mistake. Get the fuck out of my way before I kill your ass.
That was like, on the first game, they always give you those side missions and shit talking about surveillance cameras. And after, like, the 10th mission of doing that shit, man, I just killed the damn people. I was like, I'm not fucking finding these cameras again.
Yeah, right?
And then there's, like, 12 cameras and shit inside of a building you have to find and shit. And so fuck that shit after I, you know, did it so many times.
Yeah. All right, nigga. Yeah, but like, I love the fact that I can just fucking start fucking kicking people off the fucking building, too.
Let's see.
That was fun. Oh, I'm on
this
fucking.
This is exciting.
But I don't know what it is, like. This game's fucking better than any of the other games I've ever played. Including fucking WWE. 2K14. And all of them. But what do you say if we go on a track? I say hashtag Instaho.
She do it for the likes, do it
yeah,
for
yeah,
the
yeah.
likes. If she do it for the likes, do it for the likes. She do it for the likes, do it for the likes. If she do it for the likes, do it for the likes.
She tripping on Instagram and she getting rich tonight. With a trip or two for cash, that chick right there, she'll do for likes. It's alright, niggas, do it for the ratchets. I feel ya. Hashtag no filter as the caption. Duck face, brown panties. Swear that shit just a bathing suit. Showing off, got gates to you, but you know real nigga ain't dating you. Twit pic, big tits, selfie, click click. Ew no, delete that. Let me see ass, I wanna hit it and quit it. Yo homie, come look at this shit. Comment that weak face. Know that bitch want this dick. Do you really think he's a dick? Cause bitch, I would like to know. Cause I follow you and I have seen you acting like a hoe. The pictures that she'll pose for the follow. And I gave her this dick and hope that she'll swallow. And she don't give a fuck. Well, I guess I don't either. Just don't cry to me when them dudes don't wanna keep your baby girl. I feel ya. Baby girl, I feel ya. Facebook status, smoke weed and she just popped Molly. Last night was hella crazy. Me and my girls rocked the party. I can't even hang over. Couple of guys stayed over. Mama said that I should stay sober. Daddy bought you a new Range Rover. Fuck it, YOLO, red cuffs. Solo, hop off the dick, ho go. My crew ain't worried about no ho. Send Snapchats of a fat ass, cause it goes away in a couple seconds. Screenshot, group text, look at what this bitch has sent me. The pictures that she'll pose for the follow. And I gave her this dick, and hope that she'll swallow. And she don't give a fuck, well I guess I don't either. Just don't cry to me when them dudes don't wanna keep you, baby girl. I feel ya. Girl, I feel ya. The pictures that she'll pose for the follow. And I gave her this dick and hope that she'll swallow. And she don't give a fuck. Well, I guess I don't either. Just don't cry to me when them dudes don't wanna keep you, baby girl. I feel ya.
Do it for the likes. If she do it for the likes, do it for the likes.
And we're back.
They sure do.
Fall down, nigga.
Whenever you have to post a picture and put a million hashtags, you definitely do it for the likes.
Yeah, you do.
After so long of why people put that shit, and I put it on one of my fucking pictures, and random people started liking my shit. What the fuck is this? Well, clearly that's the reason behind hashtags. You know?
Yeah, right.
Hashtag this, hashtag that, you know. Just so the whole world sees you.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? I'll kill the motherfucking militia. Yeah, man, like in this game, like you're fighting the militia, you're fighting. He's some kind of electro vampire. What the fuck? Fuck out of here with that shit.
You're fighting a vampire?
Nah, man. They call me like some kind of fucking electrical vampire.
How the hell are you like a vampire, though?
I don't know. I guess maybe because I was sucking the fucking electricity out of the fucking dude.
Wait, what? The electricity out of some dude?
Yeah, man.
There's another person with electricity?
No. It's more along the lines of, I mean, you did a fucking bio leech. Like, I fucking just, like, the fucking people, like, see you fucking sucking the electricity out of the person. Like, draining it out of them. Ah! I don't know what the fuck you're screaming for, bitch. Although, it would be nice if, you know, while these people are driving, as I took the electricity out of the cars just stop.
You can crush them.
Oh, well, yeah, I know you can crush them.
Then you can just randomly shoot people with your shit.
Yeah. Motherfucker just died already. But now this is just gay shit right there. Like, he's just fucking reaching his hand to this dude's fucking dick.
The fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was about.
What the fuck are you doing over here?
But I don't even know what the fuck they're doing to me.
So, I saw Whitney Payton posted up a new song up on her page there off of the album that we don't have yet.
Did you ask her where the fuck her album at?
No, but she posted up a new song off of it. And then she told us where we could listen to it while we wait for our CDs.
Yeah, because I totally want to do that.
So, you should go grab that song and rip it or something.
Yeah, I'll do that in 1 second. This is
and see if the song is any good.
Yeah, definitely do that. What the fuck is that? Or is that just a building?
Looks like it's a building.
Man, but I love how you just walk on things like the fucking electrical wires and shit like that.
Yeah, you're made of electricity.
Lost and found, R1.
I spotted one of Wolf's carrier pigeons up near the top of the clock tower. I need to get it.
Oh, great. I have to go up to the fucking clock tower.
Yeah, there is the only bullshit thing about the game where you gotta, like, knock things out of the sky and follow them and shit.
Click the fucking clock tower and shoot down the fucking pigeon with a blast.
Did I shoot the pigeon down?
Yeah.
You have to shoot a bird?
Yes.
Well, that's random.
Yeah, no shit. Right now, I'm just climbing the fucking clock.
Yeah, it's always a bitch having to climb the fucking buildings. Well,
it really is.
From the first one, after so long, they give you a power where, like, you can kind of fly with your hands and shit.
Yeah, right? Well, yeah, I mean, they do that in the second one, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you got that already.
I'm gonna go rip this fucking truck. Here's another new song about 3 hours ago. On the Brink, I hope you like it. Blah, blah, blah. You know, we're still waiting for it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Whitney. It's a big help that we just get to listen to the track. Man, unfortunately, there's no way of fucking ripping it. So, let's listen to it this way. Building and press not great. Now where the fuck the pigeon go? Thank you. Now, turn evil, bitch. I want to hit a girl. Fuck you. You ain't a girl. Say I want to hit a girl. Fuck out of here.
Well, while you promote abuse on women, why don't we listen to a song?
Yes. Sounds good. Let's go to a track that promotes abuse on women. Do we have anything like that?
That's not what I'm saying.
How about we go with Dirty Little Girl?
Thanks for the pussy, baby. Now I gotta go. You were so freaking late. But you're just another hoe. Just another hoe. Thanks for the pussy, baby. Now I gotta go. Just another hoe, just another hoe.
When you suck my dick and I came all over your lip.
Oh shit.
The way you rub my ass made me come all up in my pants.
Oh shit.
Man, I can't believe the way this bitch tongued my balls. She had my dick so hard, I couldn't even fit it back in my drawers.
Thanks for the pussy, baby. Now I gotta go. Just another hoe, just another hoe. Thanks for the pussy, baby. Now I gotta go. You were so freaking late, but you're just another hoe, just another hoe.
I really ain't too much for that singing shit, but grab up on that little biscuit.
Every time I see your face,
balls deep in your little cup.
I just bust enough.
Look like velvet pieces of cream.
It ain't nothing to me, baby. Let me
pour the panty to the side.
Grab up on that butt.
That's how we do. I can't sing shit, but I'll pull your bit.
Why?
I will pull your bit.
Believe that.
Thanks for the pussy, baby. Now I gotta go. Just another hoe, just another hoe. Thanks for the pussy, baby. Now I gotta go. You were so freaking late, but you're just another hoe, just another hoe.
Fuck you, bitch. Gonna suck this dick. Have you ever, ever been fucked like a hoe?
Giving me a lapdance, shit.
Yeah, I'm talking about balls deep. Fucking and plugging that pussy. Yeah, I said pussy. Do you like it better when I say cunt? Does that sound good to your little bitch to my ears? Or maybe I could just call it your pink cookie. Would you like me to nibble on your cookie? Oh yeah. I like when you touch my nipple.
I like this way. You're a fucking pervert.
Hey man, I just got my dick in my hand.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Drag your balls across a bitch-ass lip. Go ahead and stick them in and tell her, suck this dick, bitch!
Oh, shit. Oh, what up, y'all? This lazy damn motherfucking homie, motherfucker. Oh, what's up, Flair?
Oh, what up, man?
This next track you about to hear is called Cash. Now, it's going to mean something different to each and every one of y'all juggalos and juggalettes listening right now. But pay attention to the lyrics and put it on.
Oh, yeah, we're back. My bad.
Man, you. So now this other person jumped on that thing, crying about some shit. Oh, I said that nobody ever defends their titles, and he said, "Not true. CM Punk held the title 434 days, and he defended it at every pay-per-view, and not just pay-per-views, but house shows as well. And they also defended on Raw once or twice, if I remember." Right. So your comment is invalid. Go cry about it. So then I said, okay, now tell me AJ and Ambrose defend every show too.
Yeah, right.
So come on. Show me how many defenses they have had over, let's say, the past year. You know, when you have tag matches for the both of them all the damn time, and they're champions, you know, it's not doing any good.
Yeah, right.
May as well just throw the fucking belts in the garbage.
Yeah, that might be smart.
But see, these people are only getting angry because they can't handle the truth.
It's true.
It's not even like I said anything negative. I just pointed out the truth, man. But then,
yeah, right?
You know, you say something and then people get all angry and then they're going to add their 2 cents and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
I love how none of these people have real pictures.
Yeah. Man, I'm getting tired of trying to find a fucking blast card.
This must be your friend. He got some anime bullshit pictures all through his fucking profile.
Man, I probably don't even know who the fuck he is. Run, bitch!
And who the hell even said anything about fucking CM Punk? Clearly,
yeah, right?
we know that the only title that gets defended is the main title. I mean, I don't think that was even relevant in this conversation. We know this shit.
Well, those seem to be anywhere. We'll
you know, thanks for stopping by and pointing out the obvious, though.
Yeah, right. These people are idiots. I think you need to. I guess you should tag me to the fucking conversation there.
How the fuck do you tag somebody on a phone?
Just start typing their fucking name.
I just typed your name, but nothing happened.
Because I'm gonna come back saying, you know, while they're at it, they should have Dean Ambrose defend his title.
Yeah, yeah, I told him to tell me AJ and Ambrose defend every show. Like he just told us CM Punk defended every show.
Because I wonder if he realizes CM Punk is invalid because he no longer is a WWE superstar.
Well, there's also that fact, too.
So he's invalid for both points.
So I don't know why he wants me to go cry because I'm not upset or anything.
Sammy Duncan.
But if you look up the like page, AJ fans, you can see the conversation.
Sounds good. You get down and do it. So it's AJ Lee fans?
Yeah, no,
AJ fans.
Yeah, that didn't work.
This must be the person that runs this page or something, because he got nothing but AJ pictures.
AJ fans.
On this profile.
Are you sure it's not AJ Lee fans? Because I type in AJ fans and it brings up stupid fucking football.
Says AJ fans.
Let's see here.
I don't know if it makes a difference, but it's capital AJ and fans.
That's fans capital?
The first letter.
All I'm getting is AJ Klein fan place. AJ Buckley, AJ McCormick, McCarrion, something in Japanese.
Something in Japanese. Yeah, that's it.
Hey, maybe it is.
I don't know how else to explain it to you. That's all it says.
No, no. Let's try searching it on really. I found it. I had to Google it.
Google it.
Go look for the,
Now, do you see the picture that
yeah.
says that on it?
Yeah, that Soge King dude is just fucking retarded.
Yeah, he told me that... I'm invalid, and I need to go cry.
Man, while they're at it, and while they're at it, make Big E Langston defend his title.
Well, you know, he's actually defended it a few times since he won it.
Well, yeah.
I guess they're too worried about trying to get their tag team division together.
Probably. There, I commented. Saying they should just get rid of the Divas title and the US title. And AJ and Dean never, ever defend them. Because it's true. I mean, and what's funny is the fact that, you know, even fucking AJ said, you know, she wouldn't mind fucking going up and, you know, said that something about, no way. The fuck was her name, Naomi being, or, yeah, Naomi actually being a good fucking wrestler.
Speaking of her, that match on Raw, she got an eye injury from.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah, tell me when did she get it, her eye hurt in that match?
Yeah, all right.
But that was things people kept posting. Naomi has an eye injury from the match on Raw against Oksana.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
But that's who should get the next title shot, though.
Yeah, cause, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, she's actually good. She could probably beat fucking AJ.
Yeah, and she looks like a sexy baked potato.
Yeah. There you go. She can get the title. She can fucking get a title shot just looking like a sexy baked potato.
You seem to be lost here. I'm simply just referring to the comment AJ made.
Yes, I know. And I was adding on to it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It was something somebody posted on one of these wrestling pages talking about you can't have a reasonable conversation with a wrestling fan. I'm starting to believe it.
Yeah, right?
Because all anybody wants to do is be right.
Yeah, that's true.
But in this case, I'm right. But nobody wants to believe it.
Yeah, so they want to talk about fucking CM Punk, which has nothing to do with the conversation.
Yeah. I don't give a shit about CM Punk that he's fucking AJ. Like, what the hell?
Well, so far, no one said anything about
Just give it some time. They'll say something. Or somebody new will jump in.
Man, it seems like the evil bar goes up faster when you start blowing motherfuckers up.
Now you're learning.
Unfortunately, when you blow shit up, you lose more fucking electricity.
Well, no shit.
Damn it, you can't fucking lift up bricks. What the fuck? I gotta figure out where the fucking hell the other shit is at. Dance, motherfucker! Dance!
No.
Yes.
You should put a song on I can have a good cry to.
Well, I could probably find a few good ones. You know what? I got the perfect track just for you to have a good cry to. Get down to it. Oh, wait, come on, come on, decide to respond to my, oh, wait, nope. But here we go, you can go out of this.
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la, 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 la. La 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 da. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic.
the cutest little donkey, you never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer can, I climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louie and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance da 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 da. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings you to Charil. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la,
hey, Dominic, what a dollar.
There, did you enjoy your cry, Ghetto?
Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. No, I did not. I don't like to cry to Christmas songs.
Oh, I mean, come on, man. It's the perfect thing to cry to.
I just said no, motherfucker.
I don't know where the fuck you running to, motherfucker. A fucking bench won't save you. Now die, bitch! Man, it's fun just killing these people.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not so much fun when you decide to start killing the cops. Because then they start shooting back. Man, I don't know what a fucking blast shard is, bitch. Please, don't do this. Shut up, bitch. Ah! Uh-huh. See, when I start killing you motherfuckers, that's what's time to fucking run. And that was just awkward, man. Fucking... There we go. Now you're not going nowhere. But nah, man, like, fucking, the sign said fucking, do not walk. And the minute I use the fucking electric shit, it says walk.
Okay.
Why don't I call a doctor for it, bitch? I want you dead. You stay still, motherfucker. You ain't going nowhere. Find me a priest to kill.
What the hell?
Yeah. Yes, I said it's by Mayor Priest to kill.
I heard you.
I made my point. No. My point will be made once you're dead.
Speaking of point, I'm trying to figure out what the point is that we're sitting here listening to you play a fucking video game. What's the point in that? You're supposed to be entertaining us here on this radio show.
Well, bring us some motherfuckers entertaining and maybe I'll entertain their asses.
I don't know. Make some bullshit up. Say it's somebody's birthday again. That seemed to draw people in.
Yeah, I drew two people in, including fucking Tidy, because I told her to call and sing you happy birthday.
What are you talking about? That was her and the Victoria King, and then you had Malachi here, and then you had Randy J here.
Yeah, but do you really want Randy J here again?
No.
Okay, then.
But at least if he's here, I could just talk shit on him. You know, it's no fun if he can't hear me.
Wake the fuck up. And tune the fuck in to Juggalo Rider Radio. Right the fuck.
Who are you telling to wake up?
Everybody on Facebook.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It might work.
Got over 2,000 people on that like page, and nobody gives a shit about anything you post in there. Asking if they're excited about Ringmaster Night on Friday, and nobody gave a shit.
Well, the world's going to end because the two of you bitches fucking are engaged now. John Crazy Clown and his girl. I don't know whose idea it was for those two to get engaged, but I think they need a divorce.
Kill it before it lays eggs.
Oh, man, I think it already laid eggs. Wait, come on, man. Like, we fucking promote about fucking Ringmaster night. Nobody's going to probably show up for that shit either.
Damn, no shit. I'm not really expecting anybody to show up.
I'm not either. Because they're all a bunch of sluts.
I'm a slut. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me. I'm a slut. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me.
Girl, they don't love me a bit, but they all want a piece of this dick like licorice. Come get you some, but my dick ain't no chewing gum. I always hate leaving, but I love to come. Now let me pop one on your belly button, son. I'm an adrenaline rush like jumping off a cliff. And when I land, I got you laying in a bed like this. You never seen something quite like it. Keep an eye on your girl, I'm addicted to this. I'm a wolf in sheep's clothes, but I still curl toes and freak holes. And all they say is,
can I get some more?
And then I hit him with the serious.
Man, hell nah.
I'm a one night stand in a two piece band who really don't give a fuck if your man understands.
I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore.
Now you're feeling like you're no good. Even got you smoking on a little bit of backwood. Just enough to let the freak go now, to let the real party start when I'm back at her house. I love to fuck. I'm a sex addict with more moves than your mom's crap addict. I'm asthmatic, so get on top or get hot, but don't stop, cause I'm about to...
hop off and then I flush the rubber, just in case you wanna be a mother. And when you ask me your name and I say I forget, just remember one thing, I'm Rick James,
I'm bitch. I can't fuck you anymore, I can't fuck you anymore, I can't fuck you anymore, because you don't do nothing for me.
The oversized sex drive, I'ma ride this beat like I ride them freaks. 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm a lucky motherfucker, call me Sevalev. I got one on my tongue, another giving me head. I got a tool belt on the side of my bed, but it's filled with a bunch of sex toys instead.
I can't fuck you anymore, I can't fuck you anymore, I can't fuck you anymore, because you don't do nothing for me.
And we're back. Alvin Porter, you are officially being deleted off my fucking page.
Good riddance.
For the simple fact you decided to fucking post a Wiz Khalifa deal.
Let's see. You are the weakest link.
Yes, yes he is. But damn it, fucking Woody Payton should have given us a goddamn fucking tracking number for our shit.
Or something.
Yeah, right. There's everything else I have I could fucking track, like my fucking stuff from eBay.
Know where it's at?
Yeah. But she don't do that.
Man, it's the first time she ever sold anything.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep, definitely started from something, all right. Before getting blowjobs.
What the hell?
I'll share it to you all.
No, don't do it.
Well, fuck you too. I can't fucking share it anyways. Share it to my fucking wall, can I? There we go. Then I can share it to your wall. Always find a way around these things. Oh, wait, nope, no mind.
So, do you have anybody's number? Let's call somebody.
Well, let's see, who can we call in here? Let's see if she ever put up her number. Probably not. We'll call up Miss Looney.
Oh yeah, like she'll fucking answer.
Well, she ain't got a number up on her phone. Up on there anyways. Yeah, up on her phone. I don't know.
These people are on my friends list. I don't even know who the fuck they are.
We could call him Laszlo if we find his number.
No. Preferably somebody we want to talk to.
No. Alright, let's go back to up here and we'll go with, let's see if it comes on random with the fucking phone. Maybe Laura Jean Julian. Maybe she'll have the fucking number.
Man, she's probably fucking sleeping or something.
She's online. Nope, no number.
Come on, people won't put their numbers on their Facebook anymore. You know, simply because of this fact.
Yeah, because they don't want Juggalo Rodrigo calling anymore.
That was like that one chick that we called in here that I found her number off her Facebook. She no longer has her number on her Facebook.
Well, we go call him Baby Kaloon and pick on her.
Man, she probably at work or something.
Let's see. Damn it, people, start putting your fucking numbers on your pages again.
Oh, fuck it. Grab the phone book.
I ain't got a phone book.
Put in what the fuck.
Okay, so let's go find some random people then. Let's see, who posted something up Brent recently?
Nobody.
Well, I'm gonna like fucking Destiny's stats from 4 hours ago that she's a worthless piece of shit. I'm about to tell Tori to stop being a bitch.
You're a little late, man.
Man, does she have a fucking number we can call her in?
Man, I don't know what the hell her number is anymore. I wonder if it's the same number.
I don't know. Give it to me, we'll find out.
Sure, we'll find out. 412.
Yep.
430.
Yep.
1245.
Yeah.
Is Victoria there?
Is that her own number?
Oh, all right, my bad. Some dude answered. I just kind of figured that would be the boyfriend.
Yeah, nope.
Well, it has been a while since I've fucking called her or anything.
Well, now you know to delete that number.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe I should do that. No, I'll just leave it there. I don't even care. Wonder if this number works.
What number is it for?
For Roxy.
Who the fuck is Roxy?
Who the fuck is Roxy? This chick in New Mexico.
Find out. You're asking for.
Why is that funny?
What's her number?
505-818. 818, yep. 5602. 5602. You ask for her. Why, I gotta ask. Just hang up. This is definitely our phone. I'm a player.
All right, now let's find some other people. Man, if I start my fucking old iPhone.
That person is going to get a random voicemail. It's going to seem to be saying, I'm a player. Somebody's going to be pondering that message for a while.
Man, I wish I had my old iPhone, my old iPod. No, my old iPhone or my Android, because then I have a shitload of numbers.
You can call Jerry. I wonder if this is her number still.
Well, let's find out.
Since she's all over Instagram now, so she got to be somewhere, right?
Yeah, right.
740.
Yep.
517.
Yep.
0-5.
Hello? Is Jerry there? Well, they hung up.
What the fuck?
Hello, quick.
Jeez.
People should give us numbers to call on Juggler Radio, and we'll prank call some bitches for you.
I just want somebody to answer the phone so I can ask them if they have a moment to talk about their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Come on, people. You know you want to help us.
Man, what the hell is this? This damn page posts a sex video and says, this is some freaky shit or something. And all it is some dude having sex with some bitch with his fucking hood on.
Oh, fuck.
Who the fuck has sex with a hood on, man? What the hell?
Apparently this person.
Take your fucking hoodie off, man. What the
fuck? Maybe they don't know how to.
Well, apparently Naomi's eye got injured whenever she took a knee to the face.
The fuck did she take a knee to the face?
I remember seeing that port, but I didn't think it was going to, like, make her eye all fucking swollen.
Yeah, right? I want to shoot that. So you want to shoot that old man? Yes, I would, bitch. Now die, bitch. But all I got was somebody liking my fucking status.
God damn it. Do you have Angel's number? Call her.
Wait, which Angel?
Angel Toxic Fox.
Maybe. Well, or maybe it's a fun.
Call in your buddy Erica.
I ain't talked to that bitch in forever. Not because she don't like us no more. She don't call us. She don't love us. She don't call us.
Obviously.
No, she has no number. Hey, look, Angel Toxic Fox decided to fucking like our goddamn fucking status.
Say she liked it, man. What the fuck is her number?
I don't even have her number. It's not even up on Facebook.
Tag her in the post, say. What is your number?
There we go. Somebody has to give us a number to call.
Oh, yeah, just some random number.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll find what the fuck it is. Whoever it is, you can ask about the Lord and Savior. Savior.
That's probably the police or something.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Oh, it's Verizon. To speak about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
No. Who's this?
This is Father Johnson. Do you have any small boys in the house?
You don't know.
Somebody doesn't like Jesus.
Apparently it's some dude's homie stepdad. Yeah, they hung up on us. What the fuck?
Tell him that he didn't like talking to Father Johnson.
But it's always fucking fun to just dash at the people.
But now that it's 1 o'clock, they ain't going to allow you to call nobody, right?
Nope. That's okay, but we'll just pick it up again tomorrow night.
Yeah, since ain't nobody going to be here for that either.
Yeah, probably not. Man, I hate these goddamn missions where you gotta try to find shit.
Yeah, you got a lot of those.
Well, I just killed some prostitutes. Always fun when you get to kill some prostitutes.
Yeah, like Grand Theft Auto.
Man, there's like a fucking dog fucking climbing up the fucking side of the building like he is.
But that person said he didn't have time to talk about his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I was quite offended. I'm kind of disappointed he didn't hear the port when I asked, do you have any little boys in the house?
Oh, bud. But
no, if only he heard that, that'd been great.
All right. Found it. Man, go figure. They put one of these goddamn fucking things in the wrong place. Now I gotta find one more to go after. And apparently the dude found it funny that we did that.
Wow, dude, I haven't heard that name in a while. Drainage X.
Yeah. Not one of the best. I mean, they used to be good. Now they just suck.
They were good at the concert that we saw, man.
Yeah, but they changed up a lot, though. I mean, they changed up their entire fucking set, lineup and everything. I mean, Rat's not with them anymore. Yeah, it'd be fun if I could just go through fucking people's houses and shit, but no, it doesn't let you do that.
Well, duh.
man. I think I see the last one I need.
Well, this person right here, this person right here apparently has their number on their profile.
Well, man, one person does. Who?
Where exactly do you find numbers on the profile?
And they're about me.
There it is. There you go. It's just some dude, though. Electric Man.
Yeah.
And wait a minute, that guy's alive again, too?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't think he would have died.
That's right, yeah, I don't think he did.
Yes, you are, bitch. He's talking. You're not a freak. I'm not a freak, I swear. Bitch, probably a freaking bed. Damn it, where the fuck is this thing going? Or where the fuck is it leading me?
To the end.
Apparently. Nope, now I see where I need to go. I'm dead. I know where I need to go.
To hell.
Man, I think we're already there.
You should ask Victoria what her number is.
In a bit.
In a bit. Put the fucking controller down, asshole.
Man, somebody take his asshole's controller and put it in a high place.
Yeah, you fall down and go boom, motherfucker. All right. Is she even online?
I don't know.
Then we got fucking people give us numbers.
Where the fuck is theirs?
Emma Jane. Call this hoe.
Call this hoe. I heard you be sucking dick. So I was wondering if I can get my dick sucked.
Well, at least now we have another number to call tomorrow night.
So it's only one other number?
Yeah. Her name is also Emma. So we're calling you. So you're the hoe.
So wait. So we're going to call her, the one that left the number?
Apparently it's a little comfortable named Emma. But
you just said
Emma.
The person's name is Emma.
Yeah. And she wants to call the number then Emma.
Interesting.
Yeah. We'll call tomorrow. And if we get a voicemail, well, then we're playing Ho by Ludacris.
Well, then I'm a player, I'm a player.
I think I'm going to take a break from this fucking game for a little bit. My fucking hands are cramped.
Now you take a break when the show's fucking over.
Yeah, because my fucking hands are cramping.
Good. That's what you deserve.
I mean, if I could at least fucking beat the damn game, it'd be a good thing.
Man, you ain't going to beat that in no fucking one day.
Probably not.
There's a lot of shit to do on there. Although, I was able to complete the good ending and the bad ending in a week.
So, see? Now we got more source of power.
Excuse me?
And more source of power.
Is that English?
What are you saying? Where the fuck are these dead people at? Oh, there they are. A minute ago. Yeah, until I came around and killed her asses. Fuck around.
What happens?
you all die a very painful death.
There's more people down over here.
I know I gotta do to kill these fucking sons of bitches.
Man, what happened to fucking putting the controller down?
I did. For like a second. There's never enough fucking power sources around here for me to go after. What the fuck?
It's because they want you to die.
Yeah, I'm seeing this. Citizen saved. Man, I'm all the way out on the other side of town. What the fuck? Oh, I need to go this way then. Okay.
We're gonna call Victoria.
Go for it.
Okay. Man, it's been so long I've tried to do three-way, man. Fuck you. I don't know how. Here we go. to talk about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
No.
Are you sure about this?
Do you have any small boys in the house?
No.
Well, I'm going to have to condemn you to hell then.
Fun.
Yeah, so why are you being a bitch today?
Yeah, stop being a
bitch.
That's what your status says.
Yeah.
Yeah. My manager has a stick up his ass.
Who has a stick up their ass?
My manager.
Oh, yeah? And why is that?
Because he got promoted to, like, store manager, and now he's power tripping and think he's, like...
And where is this at?
Long John Silver.
He's a big baller, then. throw him in a deep fryer.
I wish.
And then you could take his spot.
I'll pass.
I mean, how hard could it be to become a manager?
Maybe not a store manager. I can be a shift leader.
The fuck is the difference?
A shift leader is like an overpaid babysitter, pretty much.
A babysitter? That's what I gotta do here with Havoc, man. I gotta fucking watch him.
All because I'm playing video games during a show.
Yeah, I have to keep myself entertained. It's supposed to be a radio show, and here he is smacking his controller for 2 hours.
Oh, I'm in shift. If we had fucking listeners, I wouldn't have to play my video game, now would I?
You see that? He's trying to blame me.
What, because you guys don't have listeners?
Yeah, it's all my fault.
Yep.
So you're enjoying the snow?
No.
Do you still got to walk in it?
Not really. Only when I work.
Only when you work, which is every
day. Yeah. No, it's like 2 days a week.
2 days, man. You keep getting less and less hours, man. What the fuck is going on?
It's either like 2 or 3 days. Like I work 2 days next week. It's ridiculous.
Man, the last time I talked to you, you had 2 jobs and you worked pretty much every day. Now you have a different job, and you got 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon you're going to be, where the fuck am I? Nowhere.
Oh, there's a mugging in process. Time to kill.
What?
Apparently there's a mugging going on right now.
Oh, no.
Torio's mugging people.
Yeah, okay. Isn't she always?
Not always.
What?
I believe you said, aren't you always? Why can you not hear, Victoria? What is wrong with your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. You need to turn your volume up.
It is up.
Jeez, Victoria, don't be so damn exciting.
Yeah, right?
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
You should be. So you should be.
Okay.
Hey, man. She didn't hear that. Should be. What? Should be. What?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I called Victoria or Stone Cold.
But it's Victoria. Fucking you awesome. What are you talking? Fuck you kidding.
What?
The fuck was that?
I think her phone just completely died.
What? Yeah, that just went completely retarded.
Did your phone just die, or did you just fart?
No.
Like,
no.
What the hell's going on over there? I thought my phone was bad.
He's gone to the dark side.
Victoria's been on the dark side.
Wait, do you have cookies? I'll go come to the dark side if you have cookies.
If we got cookies. Well, we don't got no cookies. Oh. Just stay over there.
Yeah, I ate all the cookies already.
This isn't Red Rover. We do not want you to come over.
Man, where the fuck's the damn street thingamajiggers?
So what's going on with Victoria?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing, that's not so exciting.
Ain't you got like a boyfriend now and whatnot?
Yeah.
And nothing's going on?
No, not really. Not really to see him all the time.
Well, where the hell is
he? Why not?
In Pittsburgh.
Where the hell are you at?
Newcastle.
Newcastle?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are you doing there?
That's where my mom lives. I don't live in that no more.
Well, obviously. So, does he, drive up there then?
No, I come down to Pittsburgh and I bring him up here.
You bring him up here? You drive now?
I've always driven.
I've never seen you drive before.
Well, because I've never been able to use my mom's car.
Well, what the hell? You could drive down to Pittsburgh, but you can't drive, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, right?
That doesn't make any sense. She trusts you to drive that far? But while
well,
you... Well,
I was school on the weekend.
But when you were down here, you couldn't drive anywhere.
And now she left and she can drive everywhere she goes. All once.
Yeah, it's crazy shit, man.
Pretty much.
Did you say Nemo? I'm sorry, but this is not Nemo.
What the hell are you talking about?
Why she just said Nemo?
Well, she is similar to Nemo. She is always lost.
I'm not lost.
Most of the time.
I believe it. Well, I mean, then
not
again, you know, I mean,
lost.
Well, then, you know, I mean, you know, I think if we had, you know, as big of tits as she has, we'd be lost too sometimes.
Well, she does tend to get lost in those as well, yes. She is rather obsessed with her breast.
I can't blame her on that one.
So when are you coming back to Pittsburgh then? When are you going to go take me out to dinner?
What? What's that money?
What money? The money in your pocket?
Yeah, what's that money? I don't have money.
Well, where the fuck is your money at? I'm tired of you working these two jobs and not having any money, Victoria.
I'm not working two jobs. I'm working one job.
Hey, yeah, you still have the money.
I'm tired of you having a job and no money. Shit, man, I haven't had a job for a long time, and I always have money.
Yeah, I still don't know how that happened.
I can't let you in on my secrets.
He's just
because
pimping out hoes.
Then I'd have to kill you.
Oh yeah, I was going to go to eBay, wasn't I? Oops.
What the fuck is on eBay?
Tracking my comic book and my card.
Did you say he's gay?
I did,
so do you enjoy comic books, Victoria?
No.
Well, why not?
Because I don't.
What do you enjoy?
Hot Pockets.
She apparently likes Hot Pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. There's a second thing that she likes.
So are you able to cook Hot Pockets, or do you fuck those up as well?
No, I can cook Hot Pockets perfectly fine.
Because you sure can't make cookies.
I can make cookies.
Then you burn them all up one time?
No.
I swear you did. Who the hell did that then? Somebody burned some cookies.
I don't know. Maybe it was Jesse.
I think that was, wasn't that fucking Tiny Toons that burned something, that was burning food?
Jeez, man, we know a lot of bitches that can't cook.
Yeah, right. And yet I'm a dude and I can cook better than half the chicks out there.
Yeah, we need to find women that can actually cook, though.
Yeah, not kill us with burnt food.
Yeah, Victoria's out of the question, though.
Yeah.
I caught a burger on fire.
Caught a burger on fire? What the hell? See what I mean, man? She's dangerous. And she works.
Yeah, I'm not letting you anywhere near my burger.
She works in a food place, man. It's kind of dangerous.
Well, think about it. I mean, you know, at least she's not the one cooking the food.
Maybe she is.
When I worked at McDonald's, I was.
Oh, man. So you were the one that made sure the cheese was never melted.
And put the fucking fingers in the fucking chicken nuggets.
Totally.
I'm serious, man. Why don't they ever melt the cheese?
They don't know how to.
Like, they make the fresh burger, and then they just slap a piece of cheese on there, and it never melts.
Like, yeah, pretty much.
And it sits there for, like, hours until somebody else gets it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the secret behind the Big Mac sauce?
I have no idea. It comes in this thing. It's like a container.
Oh, really? That's impressive.
It looks like that orange salad dressing, Thousand Island dressing, whatever it is.
So are you saying it looks like that special sauce from Good Burger?
What the fuck is Good Burger?
What the fuck is Good Burger?
Oh, my God.
Are we being serious right now?
Yeah.
It's that movie from back in the 90s.
Okay.
You know, with Keenan and Kel?
She don't know anything.
And they worked in a, you know, fast food restaurant?
Hmm. Nope, never seen it.
Damn. I forgot, you're one of the people that never seen anything back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't make any old references then.
Yeah, nope.
I mean, you're the old one.
I am fucking old.
Shit, I am too.
Fuck is my birthday present?
I'll give you a hug next time I see you.
Give me a hug? What the fuck is that doing with me?
No.
You can make me dinner and give me a nice massage.
Yeah, that would have to work.
So I'll take that since you ain't got no money. Just don't make me Hot Pockets.
Why not?
Because I could fucking make Hot Pockets. Because I don't know how to cook.
So?
Just slap those in the microwave.
Hot Pockets and M&M's.
Hot Pockets and M&M's.
get dinner and dessert.
Madison, this is not fucking make.
What are you talking about? You'd put the M&M's in the hot pocket.
Exactly.
I think that would be kind of fucking gross.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
Chocolate and cheese.
Yeah.
Although, I take that back. You did, what was that shit that you were eating that one time? Some type of cookies or some shit with, like, chocolate syrup on top of them or something.
Who?
Her.
Havoc.
Oh. That's
I think that was what I did.
What was that shit you were eating? You took a picture of it? It's even on your Instagram?
Oh, yeah, the fucking chicken nuggets and shit or something like that.
Whatever the fuck that was, man. Some weird-ass looking shit. So, Victoria, do you make bacon bowls?
Oh, yeah, that's what that was.
What's
that was a fucking bacon bowl thing.
He makes salami bowls. Or not salami. Is that what it was?
I don't know what a bacon bowl is.
You never seen that infomercial?
Uh-huh.
Where you wrap bacon around something, then you cook it, and then you use it as a bowl?
No.
Yeah, and you could make different meals with it, you know, use it as a bowl, put some macaroni in there and whatnot.
No, I've never seen that.
Damn, you way out of the loop.
Yeah, right?
I thought everybody knew about
that.
Damn it, man, what the hell do you watch?
What?
What do you watch?
Well, I'm
absolutely
watching
not.
American Dad right now.
You watch what?
Apparently she's watching American Dad.
I'm watching American Dad right now.
American Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't watch that. I think I saw that maybe a few times.
I saw that once and I was like, nah, no, fuck that.
You just don't like it because the dude's handicapped.
I don't give a fuck if the dude's handicapped or not. It's a fucking show.
That's Family Guy.
That's Family Guy? Wait.
Yeah, the guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah, that's who's in that show.
Not American Dad.
That's
American Dad's the one with the aliens.
That's the same guy,
eh? Well,
I don't know. It's totally different. What we're talking about.
No, but that's the same character, though.
I don't know.
I swear, the dude that's in the wheelchair and Family Guy is that dude in that damn show. I swear.
Maybe the same voice.
No, man, I swear, it's the same fucking guy.
Uh-uh.
Watch Family Guy. And then go and watch that. And then let
yeah,
me know.
Go do that. Okay, I give up on this game. I'm turning it off.
Wow. Now, if you only said that an hour and a half ago.
Man, I want some chocolate marshmallows.
Chocolate marshmallows.
Yeah.
Ew.
Are we talking about marshmallows with chocolate on them, or is there actually chocolate marshmallows?
I'm talking about fucking chocolate flavored marshmallow, fucking chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk. Speaking of which, I got some of that downstairs. Forgot about that.
Yeah, I'll even take a picture of this stuff. Put it on Facebook for everybody.
You can go ahead and put it on Instagram since you haven't posted anything on there since a very long time ago.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Since Instagram gets a lot more, you know, feedback on there than Facebook.
Yeah, this is true.
Facebook, you post something on there, ain't nobody give a shit. You post something on Instagram, people all over that shit.
That's true. It's damn true.
So, Victoria, are you on Instagram?
I am.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you post all your food up there?
No.
Well, you're not using it right then.
Apparently not.
Instagram is where you post pictures of your food, not yourself.
Oh, okay.
The place of many hashtags.
There we go. It's officially been posted on my Instagram and Facebook at the same time.
Oh, you big baller, you. I don't know if mine's connected, so I can't really answer. Mine does that. But I don't think so, since I post something on there and then nobody on Facebook ever likes it. So, yeah.
I'd have raped the fucking freezer.
You say you're going to rape the freezer?
Sure, ghetto. I'm going to rape the freezer.
I mean, you do like them cold, but I know you liked it that cold.
And I got fucking, I got a thing of fucking burritos in here. I got fucking chimichangas, breakfast burritos.
A whole bunch of things that'll make you sit on the toilet for hours after.
Exactly.
Mexican
and I even got some Tostino pizza rolls.
There you go, Victoria. You can make me some Mexican food.
I want to go to Taco Bell.
No, I don't want to go to Taco Bell. I hate Taco Bell. I do. I absolutely hate Taco Bell. Now that's a sure sign I'll be taking a shit afterwards. We go to Taco Bell.
I decided to go with some Pringles.
Some Pringles? All that and you go with Pringles?
Yep.
Jeez, you lazy motherfucker. That's like some shit I do. Like, I can't cook this shit. Where's some chips at?
Well, see, there, I turn the oven on and throw some fucking Hot Pockets in the oven.
Of course. See what you did, man? You got him talking about Hot Pockets. And
And yes, I said the oven. Not microwave, but the oven.
Man, fuck that. Throw that shit in the microwave. So you better break out your sleds, man. It's time to go sled riding.
Yeah. Here we go, ghetto. Tomorrow night, we're going to call fucking GameStop.
We're going to call GameStop for what?
See if they've got Battletoads in stock.
Why are you talking about that game? I was just talking about that game earlier.
Because some dumbass named Dave, whatever the fuck his last name is, commented up on my fucking status, some people give us their numbers, and he commented saying, call your local GameStop, and by the way, motherfucker, you spelled the wrong your. You spelled Y-E-R. I think it was...
Y-E-R? That doesn't even spell your.
I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to spell, but it spells something.
So he wants us to call GameStop and ask him about Battletoads because they're not going to have it.
Exactly.
But it's just funny because I used to play that game all the time back in the day and shit. And then I was just looking that up on eBay and shit. I was going to buy it or something. But then I realized I didn't have a Super Nintendo and whatnot.
That's okay. Just take Victoria's.
Do you have a Super Nintendo, Victoria?
No.
What
sure?
Gaming system do you have, or do you just have your laptop?
I have PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2. Well, that's, mm-hmm. That's not really helping me. I also have a PlayStation 2, but now I have a PS3, so I don't play.
Mm-hmm.
Man, these fucking Pringles tortillas are pretty good.
Even those are Mexican.
Yeah.
But wait, did you keep your Pringles in the freezer too? Because that's where you were just at.
Nah. I ended up crushing a couple fucking Pringles earlier and putting them on my burger and just fucking cooking my burger in the Pringles.
Man, don't be giving Burger King any more ideas. You know how they took like those three French fries and they put them on a burger and they started selling that?
The onion ring.
So now they're going to still have these ideas and put potato chips on their burgers. Sell that for a dollar.
Yeah, but bitch, that's my idea.
You know, because people are too lazy to put French fries on their burger themselves. They have to buy it that way.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's probably the worst place to ever eat. Fast food wise.
I would rather eat at McDonald's than Burger King.
Exactly.
Why does her phone keep farting?
I don't know, man. She's gassy tonight.
Yeah, right?
You need to get that under control.
Yeah, that might help. You know, they have this new thing out now called Beano. It doesn't work on me, but it might help you.
Man, that's not new. It's been around for years. But yeah, you definitely try some of that, man. Out of control this evening.
Red Sonja was added to my question.
Red Sonja. It's a good movie.
Man, it's a bad comic book, too.
Man, fuck your comic books. I'm talking about the movie.
Man, I'm talking about issue number one, She-Devil with a Sword, Bronze Angel, fucking 1983.
I'm talking nobody gives a shit. And we're going to watch a movie. With that hard-ass bitch that's in that movie, she probably all disgusting nowadays or something, if she's even alive still.
Think I'm going to add Unknown Soldier to my fucking collection here as well. $5.99? Yep.
Oh, yes. The Unknown Soldier.
It'll be the only DC comic in my fucking collection.
How dare you?
Everything else is Marvel.
It's all Victoria's fault.
Yep.
What's my fault?
Everything.
That he doesn't have any DC comics.
How is that my fault?
Because I just said it was your fault.
Okay.
Okay, she just agrees with it.
Yeah, right? I'm going to post my fucking milk on Gilgi's wall.
I thought you just posted it on Facebook. I'm sure I'll see it in the news feed. Why do you got to post it on my wall, dude?
Well, Tara saw her, but... Yeah.
Get me to drink healthy or something.
Hey, damn right, motherfucker.
Got milk. I don't know, man. I can't just drink straight milk sometimes. You know, it's just kind of gross.
Well, since it's just chocolate milk, I mean, sure, you can probably drink that straight.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, like, straight up just plain milk, sometimes it's kind of gross. But sometimes it's good. But it's delicious, though, after you eat a bowl of Lucky Charms, though.
Yep. Yes, it is. Man, I think it's funny to actually have Lucky Charms downstairs.
I do as well. There you go. You can have some Lucky Charms with some chocolate milk.
Man, that'd probably be badass.
It'll probably taste funny as hell, man. Be like, what the hell? What am I doing here? That's like some stoner food or something.
Yeah, that's definitely Victoria food right there.
Victoria is not a stoner. Wait, I take that back, man. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Are you now a stoner?
No.
Because that was like this one girl I went to high school with, man. She wasn't much of a stoner in school, but then, you know, she got out of it, and then she was a big-ass stoner. Like, what the fuck happened?
Play from beginning.
No, play from the end.
Yeah, boy.
Are we really listening to fucking Bon Jovi right now?
Yes, with Dragon Ball Z in the background.
Oh, God. You just ruined that. That was kind of funny because we were playing that damn game everybody plays on their phone nowadays. And you had to guess the characters, and one was a Dragon Ball Z thing. And I couldn't think of his fucking name for the life of me. Meanwhile, we were at the bar when we were playing this. But that's not the point here.
So you're playing Guess Who at the bar, huh?
No, what the hell is the name of the game? Like Shadow Mania or some shit. And the picture was of a Dragon Ball Z fucking person. And I couldn't think of the fucking name until like the next day. And I was like, wait a minute, that was fucking Goku. the only one I really fucking know.
Who the fuck is Candace Hill? And why the fuck are you commenting on my shit? Are you in front of me?
Well, she's commenting.
Well, she's commenting on the Pringles tortillas, saying, best Pringles ever. Almost best chip ever.
Oh, no, he got the true moo.
Yeah. Man, that's the only way you're going to get fucking... the fucking chocolate marshmallows flavor one.
Is that your foot?
Yes.
Look at the fucking picture. All I see is your fucking foot.
We should tag for you in this picture just to make her hungry.
Wait, what happened?
Nothing, man. Look at his foot.
Yeah, look at my foot.
I'm the foot, bitch.
Yo, I love how Ghetto looks at a fucking picture of potato chips. The first thing he fucking sees is a foot.
People don't usually take photos of things by their feet.
You know? Well, what else am I going to put out my bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably doing that too easy.
You'd rather stick them between your toes?
Yeah, and eat them after.
Damn it, Victoria, what the fuck is this shit? Not you, other Victoria.
Bad.
Her and her fucking hashtags.
Bad, fuck her hashtags. Hashtag, fuck your hashtags.
Exactly. So, Victoria, what is your name on Instagram?
Hang on, I'll tell you in a minute.
You don't even know what your name is. Great.
Man, I wouldn't be surprised if I already have her added to my fucking shit.
You probably do, stalker.
She probably added me.
What's your name?
Oh, Toria V8.
Toria V8?
Eight.
Toria 8.
V8.
Man, I don't know what the hell she's saying. No idea what you're saying.
Well, oh, now you definitely don't know what the hell she's saying.
I know, right?
I think she said Z8.
Z8.
Eight.
Toria H.
Oh.
No,
VH.
Toria VH.
ZH. What the hell? That's a weird one.
Why are you so old?
Man, why don't you come up?
Yeah, right?
Got some fucking Chinese bitch or something. And then you got some black dude. I don't think that's you.
Just look up Toria then.
Look up Toria. Let's try that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how many Tories are going to pop up?
There goes Tori Spelling.
Yeah, right? Don't need her.
What if I put your real name in?
I don't know. You turn my email address.
Is that
well, I found a Victoria O'Hare slash Healy. I don't think that's you.
No, that's not her.
I found Queen Victoria.
I don't even know how to fucking spell your last name. Is it double L or double N?
There's no L's in my name.
I mean, well, that's why I can't spell your name.
Yeah.
Well, that's not you. You ain't no dude.
Or is she?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, like you said, you know, you haven't seen her in quite some time, so she just might be.
Yeah, this ain't fucking working. Man, just find me on Instagram, man. Ghetto G the dead body pimp.
Let's try Victoria the A. Oh, that didn't work because I got a shitload of them.
I just told Victoria to add me because it's easier that way.
Yeah, nothing's coming out. Are there spaces?
There's who?
Hey, Ben. She can't even find you.
How do you not find me? Mine is the simplest
There's
one.
Nothing's popping out.
Man, something's popping up.